Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us the opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I want to shout out to those of you listening here in the United States. Welcome. Welcome to those of you in Mexico and Canada, Iraq, Philippines. Welcome. And to every country that I have not named that is listening to the broadcast, I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. Tonight we are still on reason three. We are on part four, reason three, initiation oaths and passwords. Amen. As we look at the third reason why Masonry and Mormonism is not of the work of the Lord and is not involved in the restoration and restitution of all things that the Lord said would happen before he returned. Amen. Glory be to God. And so before we go into the message, let us pray. Father, we thank you once again, Lord God, that you have saw fit to us to come together again. And therefore, you have blessed us many times on all broadcasts by your Spirit. We ask for a continuance of that blessing and that your Spirit will be with us, dear God. And Father, we just thank you this day for your word, for your Spirit, for the truth in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that you will word my mouth that I may give the truth as you see fit and in a way that is pleasing to you. And I pray that those that are listening would take the word that they have heard back to you and get a witness for themselves. In Jesus' almighty name, we pray, and Father, we thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to the first book of Kings, chapter 7. The first book, 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 7, and I'm going to read verses 13 and 14. Glory be to God. And maybe one more verse. 1 Kings chapter 7, verse 13, and it says, "And King Solomon sent and fetch Hiram out of Tyre. He was a widow son of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre," glory to God, "a worker in brass, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and cunning to work all works in brass. And he came to King Solomon and wrought all his work." Thank you, Jesus. Now, you may be wondering, and other thing I want to say before I go any further is that on your time, read this whole first book of Kings 7 chapter. And you can also go to 2 Chronicles, I believe 2 Chronicles chapter 2, the second chapter, and you can read in that too. Now, you may ask, why did you read these couple of verses here concerning King Solomon and a man named Hiram? Well, if you was listening to the broadcast last night on part three, when I talked to you about the oath that they take in these initiations and how that at the end when everything is done and the candidate is initiated, or he has gone on to a higher degree, the one that they call the worshipful master closes the ritual with these words, and he would say, "Finally, my brethren, let us imitate our grandmaster Hiram of Biff in his virtuous conduct." Now, glory be to God. The Freemasons are encouraged to imitate Hiram of Biff. Now, I open up with these two verses to give you somewhat a clue of who this Hiram of Biff that they're talking about. And for what we see in 1 Kings chapter 7, when it came to building the house of the Lord, Solomon, and doing what he needed to do, he called Hiram to do the work. And the Bible said that he was a widow's son. That's part of the Masonic's organization's password or code or distress code. They say something about, is there, I forgot the first part of it. I don't know if they say, if there is there compassion for a widow's son? I know it's for a widow's son at the end of it. Well, this is what they're talking about, Hiram of Biff. They use that password code, okay, or that stress, distress code, okay, that they use in Masonry. Because here we're getting into the passwords now in this part of the series here. But I took you to that, and I want you to understand that, and I read to you about what the worshipful master was saying. Let us imitate our grand master, Hiram of Biff. Now, I want to read some more information to you why they're so big on Hiram of Biff. Now, this is what it says. Some Freemasons trace their roots to the building of King Solomon's temple in Jerusalem, 967 BC. Now, notice I read to you, it says some Freemasons. Now, in that, some of them is all over the place. Some of them trace their roots back to King Solomon, others going dealing with Nimrod. But it said that some trace their roots to the building of King Solomon's temple in Jerusalem, 967 BC, an event which was described in the biblical book of Kings. Now, in the story, the builders of the temple were the original stonemasons and the forefathers of today's Freemasons. And this is what Freemason teaches. Okay, the legend centers on the master builder, a man named Hiram of Biff. Now, that's the Hiram that I was reading to you about, who claimed to know the secret of the temple. One day, three men kidnapped Abiff and threatened to kill him if he didn't reveal that secret. When he refused to talk, Abiff was murdered. After learning of the killing, King Solomon ordered a group of masons to search for Abiff's body and bring back the secret of the temple. The men were unsuccessful, so the king established a new Masonic secret. Do you hear that? His secret is believed to be the word Mehabon, meaning the grand large door open, which is now the password used to enter the third degree of Masonry. Now, did you hear what I read? So the Masons passed this folklore, myth, or untruth that Hiram, well, let me back up a minute. They passed this untruth that Hiram of Biff claimed to know the secrets of the temple. Now, when you read about this in the book of Kings, the building of the temple, and I think it's 2 Chronicles chapter 2, you get no indication from the scriptures on any secrets of building the temple. You don't get anything about three men kidnapping him, Hiram, threatening to kill him if he didn't reveal that secret. You get nothing from the scripture where that Hiram refused to talk and they murdered him. And then Solomon, learning about it, ordered a group of masons to search for Hiram's body and bring back the secret of the temple. You don't get none of that in the Word. But once again, this is what they're passing on, okay, to their followers. Amen. Which is not the Word of God. Okay? When you read this 1 Kings chapter 7, you see that he did the work for Solomon in building the temple, building the house of the Lord. But you don't read that, okay, Solomon gave him some secrets and all that stuff. You don't get that. See, people build these, and this is why you have to watch out for organization and people who are dealing with this Egyptian and Greek folklore. They'll take something from the scripture of the Bible, and they'll make up stuff about it. The reason why they're able to be successful with some people, because once again, people do not study. They don't search out anything. And anything that sounds good to their ears, they take it. You understand what I'm saying? And according to them, hey. So this Hiram Abiff, now Hiram, once again, as we see in the scripture here, he was hired by Solomon to do the work, okay? You don't read about Solomon having some secrets and passing it to him, and now, and then they said three men, okay, kidnapped him and threatened to kill him as he didn't reveal the secret. Now, I read to you, and I think I gave you this probably on Reason 3, probably part 1 or 2, about the candidates where that, hallelujah, during the ritual, the candidates who wants to join would be like Hiram Abiff, being attacked by the three men of what they call Jewies, and they say these three men, now in the Masonic order, they say these three men struck Hiram with three violent blows. Okay? Do you get that? And killed them. And so they have the candidates acting it out. Do you get that? Hallelujah. In fact, let me read a little bit of that to you from during the ritual. It said, during the ritual, the candidate as Hiram Abiff is attacked by three Jewies who kills him by three violent blows to the body and head, or sometimes all three blows are to the head, right and left temples and forehead. This is what they do in their rituals. The first blow is within a 24-inch gauge to the throat. The second is with a square to the chest. And the third, which is supposed to be the death blow, okay, the death blow with a maul to the head. The candidate then falls onto an open stretcher and is shown a black coffin-shaped cloth with skulls and bones and is then buried temporarily under the temple rubbish, then moved to burial under the Achaia tree. See, they act this all out in these rituals, the Masonic rituals, okay? Acting out something that's not even true. You get what I'm saying? See, these ungodly and antichrist organizations is built on lies. You get what I'm saying? And once again, that's why they cannot be of the work of the Lord. And this is why it is not right when people are calling them a Christian organization. There's no way that Masonry and Mormons are a Christian organization. There's no way. No way at all. And you notice that, like I said, when you come across things like that, people, we have to learn to search. Okay?
For those of you that's listening who may have became a Mason, I asked this question before and I'm going to ask it again, not trying to be funny. But did you pay attention to the words that you had to say and the words that that so-called worshipful master says? Okay? Because if you really did, it should have struck a chord. It should have been a, oh, wait a minute. You know, when he closed the ritual and said, let us imitate our grandmaster Hiram Abiff. No, you were supposed to be imitating Christ, okay? Amen. And notice in their oaths, nothing about Jesus comes up. Nothing. You ever notice that? Nothing about Christ comes up. That is no mistake, people. That's not no mistake. That's intentional, okay? Amen. And thing about Hiram Abiff, like I said, this is something that has been dreamt up by the Masonic Order. And it's just sometimes surprising, and I do say sometimes, that true Christians that had got themselves connected to this organization, how that even when they said stuff like that to them, it didn't strike a chord. Amen. I've said it many times on different broadcasts. I say it again. People, you better start getting together and getting in that word, because you think that this thing about the Masonic Order and the Mormonism is something. You ain't seen it all yet. Okay? Satan still got a bunch of tricks and deception up his sleeves. And you know the biggest people he wanted to see? It's Christians. Because he just want to throw it back up in God's face. Amen. Now, wow, people. I just have to say wow. You know, and too many of us as Christians, we want to be hush-hush. I'm not saying you just blurt out and have something to say about everything. But it come to a point where you got to be willing to, as Jews said, contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And some of us don't want to stand on that. We just want to be quiet and talk about how, well, we just need to show love, and we don't want to open our mouths because we're afraid that we're going to get in a confrontation with people. But I've told you many times before, even if you're going in the right way, which you need to go in the right way, you're going to have confrontation. I don't care how much you try to dodge it. It's not happening, people. You're going to have confrontation. What we mess up at is that many of us clams up when the confrontation comes up. Amen. We clam up. This is one of the reasons why in these last days the devil has become more bold. Why? Because the church has become more scared. You understand what I'm saying? We're doing more sticking our head in the sand and hoping nobody see our face than anything. And many times we're portraying our God to be a coward. I'm just going to be honest with you, because we just, when it comes to confrontation, we take off running. And long as the devil see that he got you doing that, he's going to keep you running. Okay? And then you got some Christians don't want the other Christians to speak on stuff like this. They just, oh, no, Brother Nate, no, don't say that. You shouldn't say that. You don't need to do that. You causing trouble. You causing problems. Jesus. Think about John the Baptist in his day. What would you have told him? When these men came up to the baptism to be baptized, them, not to repent now, but to be baptized, he called them vipers. So what would you have said to I'm talking about to those of you that, oh, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't speak on these things. Oh, you're attacking them. Oh, you bashing. Well, what would you have said to John the Baptist? Would you have told him the same thing? At what point is it time to speak affirm for the truth? Well, at what point? This is what I ask. Like I said, I'm not trying to a bunch of renegade Christians. I'm not trying to do that. But we have spent more of our time being quiet, not saying anything, and letting stuff be attached to us and not severing it, not calling that thing out for what it is, not calling it out as sin or iniquity or abomination, but we just keeping quiet because we're talking about, oh, we got to walk in love. I personally and truth and honestly believe that many of us as Christians have gotten this love thing mixed up. We think love just is toss a little soft word all the time and don't say nothing. We think love means to let this sin and all this be attached to you and you walk around with it. That's what we think, but that ain't true. God loves all men. But you think he ain't going to call their sin out? Sure he is. Yes, he is. You got to understand, let's look at our ultimate example, which is God. God is love. But he going to call your sin out. You get that? He's not going to be sitting that up there on his throne, high behind his throne, and say, you know, I just got to walk in love. I'm not going to say nothing and let you go on in abomination and iniquity and wickedness and don't say anything because he wants to walk in love. No, God is going to call out your sin. And then he uses Isaiah to tell his people, say, cry loud and spare not. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if we doing wrong and calling this thing out as being wrong, then we need to quit telling people to repent. Because when you tell them to repent and they ask you, repent of what you going to say? You going to put your hand over your mouth and don't say anything? No. You going to tell them what Jesus said, repent of your sin. And they tell you, I have no sin. Ain't nothing I done sin. Well, if you just saw them sit up there and lied, what you going to do? Just keep your mouth closed. Come on, people. Now, these organizations pull up these lies and give it to people. Okay? And then now they're getting stamped with Christian organization. There is no way in the world that the Masonic Order or Mormonism is a Christian organization. There is no way. I thank God for the broadcast tonight. Tomorrow, we're going to come with part 5, and it may be the fifth and final part to Reason 3. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. Glory be to God. Thank God for his word. Lord God, we thank you for this day that you've given us and blessing us in your word. We ask that you strengthen us and keep us in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless those that have heard and let them take what they have heard to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we'll give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. Glory be to God. Don't forget at 7 o'clock, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will be on with a broadcast. Look for the advertisement then. And once again, tomorrow night, Lord say the same, I'll be back on. Reason 3, Initiation, Oaths, and Passwords, Part 5. Look for the advertisement tomorrow night. So, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. I love y'all. May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.